Welcome to the Burden and Blessing Podcast, a study and discussion forum on the truth of God's Word. Our Word of the Week takes an in-depth look at important Bible words so we might increase and deepen our understanding of God's Word of Truth. We pray that these brief studies will enable you to get more out of your daily reading and hearing of God's Holy Word.
Welcome back to Burden and Blessing Podcast and the Word of the Week. I'm Pastor Rob Sowers, and our word this week is the word hallow. As a noun, hallow is a synonym of the word saint. We see this connection in the word Halloween, which is a shortened form of All Hallows' Eve or All Saints' Eve. The next day, All Saints' Day, was an important festival in the Catholic Church when most people would have been in church, and so this was the reason for Martin Luther posting his 95 Theses on the door of the Castle Church in Wittenberg on Halloween, so that many would see these theses and begin to discuss them. This is, of course, why we celebrate the Reformation on October 31st. So outside of its usage then as part of the word Halloween then, we probably only use that word hallow when we're praying the Lord's Prayer. And if the main English translation that you read is from the NIV or the New American Standard or the ESV, that word only occurs in Matthew 6 verse 9 or Luke 11 2 in the Lord's Prayer. However, if you use the King James or the New King James Version, you'll see that word used in the Old Testament quite a number of times. In the Old Testament, then, we see that that word hallow is one of the words that's used to translate a very important Hebrew word, the word kadosh, which means to set apart, to devote, to consecrate, to make holy. The word describes the idea of something that is marked as completely separate from anything that is common or worldly. And so the word is often used of people or things in connection with the worship of God. Those who served in the tabernacle and later in the temple were to be hallowed, and even their garments were to be hallowed. So we read from Exodus 29:21. And you shall take some of the blood that is on the altar, and some of the anointing oil, and sprinkle it on Aaron, and on his garments, on his sons, and on the garments of his sons with him. And he and his garments shall be hallowed, and his sons' garments with him. The tabernacle, and all that was in it to be used for the worship of God, was also to be hallowed. So again, from Exodus chapter 40, this time verse 9, And you shall take the anointing oil and anoint the tabernacle and all that is in it, and you shall hallow it and its utensils, and it shall be holy. A specific day in which people were to cease from working and worship the Lord was set apart or hallowed also. And so we read in Exodus 20 verse 11, For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea and all that is in them, and rested the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Everything that was used in the worship of God in the Old Testament was to be hallowed, sanctified, set apart. And this was meant in part to drive home that fact that God alone is holy. We read this in Revelation 15 verse 4. Who shall not fear you, O Lord, and glorify your name? For you alone are holy. For all nations shall come and worship before you, for your judgments have been manifested. God is on a level that is so high above us that we can't even begin to comprehend it. He is self-sufficient in a way that no other creature is. So as we worship God, it is appropriate then that we keep in mind God's holiness. In connection then with this, when Jesus teaches his disciples to pray, he begins by saying, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. And so as we learn from Luther's Small Catechism, we recognize that God keeps his name holy all by himself, but we are also praying that we too might keep his name holy. So how do we hallow God's name? The plain answer Luther gives in his Large Catechism is this: when both our doctrine and life are godly and Christian. First of all, we hallow God's name when we preach and teach what God's word says in all of its truth and purity. We remember that it is God's word, not ours. It is not our word to twist and turn however we please. It is God's word. And so we honor God by teaching what his word says. Secondly, then, we hallow God's name by living a godly life. If we live a life that is a life of open wickedness and sin and yet claim that name Christian, we are actually profaning God's name. Rather, we should do as Matthew 5:16 says. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. And so, again, Luther says, to hallow means the same as to praise, magnify, and honor both in word and deed. And so we pray that God would grant that we would hallow his name in all that we say and do.
We encourage you to listen for a new word each week on Burden and Blessing Podcast, where we believe and confess that every word of God is true. Until next week, be assured that God's word is truth and is more precious than gold.